Spencer Chase from the Woolsey Washington FFA chapter and South Dakota FFA, talking with Brett Brown from the Marion, Texas FFA chapter, this year's national winner of the Extemporaneous Speaking CDE. And Brett, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
And Brett, just to give us a little bit of a background on what this feels like, what does it feel like to be a national CDE winner?
This feeling is surreal. You know, I competed in the state of Texas from the district, area, and state levels, and this contest is at a whole other level. The state of Texas is great because you get a closer experience as to what the national contest is, but the level, the scope, the audience that you get to speak in front of, it's just so much greater than any of the other levels that I've competed at.
And Brett, just for those that aren't familiar, can you give us a little bit of a background on what all goes into the Extemp Speaking CDE?
The Extemporaneous Speaking Contest is very interesting. It's a very different beast. With other prepared contests, you get to thoroughly look over your speech and prepare what you want to do. With the Extemporaneous Speech, you do have four categories to speak on, but you have to do a lot of research and have items prepared so that you can literally speak on anything. You're not sure of what you're going to get when you walk into the room, but once you grab a topic, you have 30 minutes to write a speech, and to the best of your ability, go out there and give a great speech to the audience. So it's a difficult contest, but it's very rewarding and a lot of fun.
And Brett, what can you tell us about some of the skills that you've gained throughout your time competing in Extemporaneous Speaking?
One of the greatest skills I think I've learned is speaking in front of other people and being able to clearly think my thoughts before I say them. You know, most people today, they have difficulty speaking in front of even just one person, let alone a large group of people, and learning how to quickly gather my thoughts and ideas and speak those thoughts to another individual is something that I've really taken from this contest.
You know, there's the old adage that there's the two biggest fears in the world are, you know, number one, public speaking, number two, death. So at a funeral, most people would rather be in the casket than give me the eulogy. And that's something that you've certainly been able to avoid through your time in this contest.
Absolutely. This contest is a ton of fun. You know, it's interesting because I felt so nervous, you know, 2 days ago coming into this first round of the contest. And by the time I got into the final four and went up on the big stage in front of the large audience, it almost felt like I was calm. I was having more fun than being nervous, and I was actually enjoying it. These past few years of going through this contest and becoming better at public speaking, it's allowed me to enjoy it more rather than be nervous and afraid to go and speak in front of people. And I think that's truly the greatest thing I've learned from this.
And what about some things that you've learned from your time in National FFA when you weren't exactly working on your Extemporaneous Speaking CDE? What are some things that you're going to take with you from your time in the Blue Jacket?
This organization, the FFA, it's one of those things that when you come into it, you're not 100% sure. Some students, they grow up, their parents were in FFA, their parents always told them to show animals and they had a clear line, but they weren't sure if they wanted to do what their parents did. Some students like myself didn't even start till their sophomore year in high school and they weren't really sure if this ag thing was what they wanted to be a part of.
Right.
But once you get inside of it, once your ag teachers start to form relationships with you, you go to multiple contests and meet and talk to other people just like you that are so interesting and new, you're going to grow to love this organization. You're going to grow to be more personable with others, and you're going to want to reach out even more and possibly compete in more contests and hopefully get to the national level as I've been able to experience for myself.
Yeah, and it seems as if it's an organization that just has something for everyone and really something that everyone can just become enchanted by and really just buy in. For you, it sounds like that has been Extemporaneous Speaking.
Absolutely. When you look at this organization, there are so many things. If you try to look at it and say there's nothing for you, then you are dead wrong. If you're not a person that likes to show animals like myself, there are multiple speaking events that you can participate in. You don't like to speak? Well, then there's all kinds of career development events where you can actually learn real-life skills and go out and compete. And there's also opportunities such as the chorus and the band where you can actually hands-on learn how to use your talents and your skills and hopefully show other FFA members how important it is to you.
And what's the future look like for Brett Brown? And how do you think the skills that you've gained within FFA and within Extemporaneous Speaking, how do you think those skills will come in handy?
Hopefully I'd like to be in a situation like you're in where I can actually be doing journalism and broadcasting. Currently I go to Texas Tech University and I'm studying journalism there and I'm learning a lot. You know, every day in class it seems like I come out with something new and I would really like to become a part of the journalism and the broadcasting world. You know, I don't know what job I want to do yet, whether it be news, sports or politics or even agriculture. But I would love to be able to use my talents that I've gained, use the voice that I have, and be able to share the stories that other people can't tell to the world. So that's what I really want to do, and my experiences in FFA have truly made me understand how important that is for me in my life.
Well, sounds fantastic. We always need more good folks in the broadcasting industry. Good to hear that. Well, Brett, you know, certainly being a national CDE winner, it's an uphill battle, no mistake about it. And there's a lot of people that you got to have in your corner to allow to make that happen. Are there any people that you'd like to thank at this time?
At this time, I would really like to thank my parents, my family, everybody back home that's been rooting for me this entire time. I get nothing but updates on Twitter and Facebook about so many people saying, I hope you get to the next round. Congratulations, you did good. Hope to see you win. And then just now, when I won the contest, how many people are saying congratulations and thank you for how well that I've done. And I truly appreciate that. At the same time, I have to thank my advisors. One of the most interesting stories is the first day I walked into class, that my advisor that I went here with, I sat there and said one paragraph of the FFA creed as a new member in the chapter. And he looked at me straight in the eyes and he said, now that's what I'm talking about. He inspired me, he took me under his wing, and he showed me how to be a better speaker, but also how to have fun and grow and learn how to be a great person in life. So my advisors have been a great help in that process, but also every single person that I've met in the FFA, every little experience that I've had, and every individual that I've met that's changed my life because of this great organization.
That's Brett Brown from Marion, Texas FFA, this year's national winner of the Extemporaneous Speaking CDE. Brett, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
For FFA Today, I'm Spencer Chase.